Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reactions continuing to pour in this morning on the stunning tragic death of Kobe Bryant yesterday in California. With more, let's check in with WWJ's Tony Ortiz. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Greg and Roberta. The Detroit Pistons releasing a statement yesterday which read in part that Kobe Bryant, quote, entertained and embraced fans in every arena he played in, and that he will be remembered by Pistons fans for all of the memorable moments he delivered at the Palace in each of his 20 years in the NBA. Ben Wallace, a member of the 2004 Pistons team that beat Bryant and the Lakers to win the NBA title that year, said in a statement that the future Hall of Famer was, quote, the ultimate competitor both on and off the court. Arne Tellem, the current vice chairman of the Pistons, said in a statement that, quote, Kobe Bryant was far and away the greatest athlete that he ever had the privilege of representing during his 35 years as an agent. Meanwhile, a huge fan of Bryant's, the Lions' Darius Slay, who once had a number 24 jersey hanging in his locker at the Lions facility in Allen Park. Following the NFL Pro Bowl game yesterday in Orlando, Slay told reporters, quote, it was just heartbreaking to hear of Bryant's passing. There are no words. I'm just in shock.
Here's Magic Johnson commenting on the death of Kobe Bryant.
People are going to miss his smile and just miss him because Kobe had an aura about him.
The death is the talk of the town across Detroit. Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for more on that. Charlie?
And people really in Detroit, many of them just couldn't believe the news that Kobe Bryant could have been killed. Lawrence McDonald?
It's heartbreaking. You hear on the news, sometimes you think it's false advertisement, but it's heartbreaking for everybody here. Kobe was a good dude.
Yes, he was. And then there's not only Kobe, but his 13-year-old daughter killed as one, Montesola.
I was really sad. I was really hurt to hear that his daughter was also on a plane.
And they're still getting facts and trying to figure out exactly what happened. And then there's this Detroiter.
It hurts. It hurts. It really hurts. Because it just hurts. That was
hard to describe what happened for a lot of Metro Detroiters today. Reporting live here in Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.